is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. This ought to be fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. We're going to talk about rabbits. Judy Dollarhite is with us. Judy Dollarhite has been to the Get Prepared Expos. She comes to the meetups with her husband, John Dollarhite. They own a company called Dollar Value Computers in Nixon, Missouri. Spelling of her last name, Dollarhite. You can look them up on the internet. They're world famous. They raise rabbits, and the U.S. government, the federal government, came down on them like a ton of bricks and wanted to stomp them out of business. Why? They raise rabbits. And this is a success story. Judy Dollarhite and her family went head-to-head with the federal government. And they backed down, meaning the federal government backed down. Welcome, Judy Dollarhite.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy. You know, it's great to hear your voice. I know this brings up memories of a long, long, hard fight. And you got some political types, politicians became involved, and they took credit for stuff they didn't do. And as a result of this, I believe you have become an activist, someone and your husband and your children, they've become activists to help other people who have been stomped on by the state and local governments for just doing normal activities. Is that right?
That's true. We do our best to support those people that are walking the path that we never planned on walking, but was put in front of our face. It was our wake-up call. We really didn't realize up until we were the victims of the federal government just how bad the corruption is. And the more you study, the more you look around, the more you talk to people, it's very widespread. But if we as individuals don't stand up, it'll be you tomorrow. It was our rabbits yesterday. It's Mark Baker's pigs today. It's the lady in Florida trying to live off-grid in a home that she owns, that she maintains, and she's being targeted. So where does it end? It ends where we, the public, stands up and says enough is enough.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had meetups at Ziggy's for 3 years, and the Dollarhite family comes to the meetups. As a matter of fact, when I'm pressed for time and I'm running late, they take over and help us run the meetups, and they do presentations. And I really appreciate all your hard work. And I'm not exaggerating. Class, the Dollarhite family goes to meeting after meeting after meeting. They spend their own hard-earned money to go to events and help people and get the message out. I mean, literally travel across the country to help others who are in harm's way as a result of the overbearing, overreach, corruption of the state, local, and federal governments. Judy, you mentioned Mark Baker. You and I and your husband and your son all traveled up there. Ken Hurley, another USAPrepares.com instructor, went with us. We went to meet up with Mark Baker to get the word out about him. He's being oppressed right now. He's going to trial, I believe. We're going to cover his trial. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but we're going to cover his trial.
Yeah. March 11th through the 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. March 11th through the 14th, we're going up to Michigan to cover that trial. I'll be broadcasting live, and that ought to be an interesting experience. And so we have other broadcasts that will allow us on their programs to cover that. But what's happened, Judy, is you had raised some rabbits on your own property. And how many rabbits did you actually raise? You were fined $6.19 million. How many rabbits does that equate to? Because people might think that's a lot of rabbits.
Well, the charge was 619 counts at $10,000 per count. So how many over the course of the years have we raised? A whole lot more than that. I couldn't really give you an exact number. Some of those were meat rabbits. Some of those were pet rabbits. The pet rabbits were what they came after us over, which really does not even enter the realm of common sense. We initially began this endeavor at the USDA office asking, because we initially started with just meat rabbits, wanting to find out, we assumed if there was something being sold for human consumption, there would be regulations. They looked at us like we were aliens. They had no idea. We only deal with water and soil. That was what we were told. And we were passed on to the federal level in Colorado. And when I called to inquire, she basically said, well, I'll stop you right there. We don't regulate meat rabbits. Never did it enter our mind that if they didn't regulate human consumption animals, why would they regulate a pet rabbit? That was our misunderstanding. Basically, if you breathe, there's a regulation. And you may not be aware of it, but you've heard ignorance is no excuse for breaking the law. This wasn't a law, it was a regulation, and it was a federal regulation. Never did we sell out of the state of Missouri. So we did not enter into interstate commerce. Our state officials should have put a stop to this, but it didn't happen. So we did have some politicians come to our aid. Some of them on their own. Some of them were forced into it by the outcry of the public. I will have to say, Claire McCaskill, when I contacted her, she contacted me immediately. And she was on our side. She thought it was ridiculous. Several months into this, we got a call, an email from Senator Rand Paul's office. He was outraged, and he invited us to D.C. to testify before Congress, as well as many, many other people that the federal alphabet soup agencies were terrorizing. And he was very instrumental. I can't give him enough credit. Some of the other senators, Billy Long, lied to me on the phone. His office gave us a runaround. He did not return Senator Rand Paul's phone calls when asked to come and listen to this, to us testify and to help work with him. We didn't get any satisfaction. Roy Blunt's office, they did ask us to come to their office, but he had no clue who we were, and we had to bring him up to speed on his way to go before the Senate. He had no clue. And his office really didn't do a whole lot until they were forced to, and that was only a few phone calls and maybe one meeting. But it was all pretty well after the fact, after Senator Rand Paul had gone to bat for it. But the public outcry is what finally got us the resolution that we needed. And I really think that's going to be the same with Mark Baker. And I can't emphasize enough, we didn't have a whole lot of donations. We were new at this. I really didn't want to take anyone else's money. I didn't realize the significance of our case up until it was almost over. And we were a scapegoat. We were a case that was going to set a precedent, and that's what they're doing with Mark Baker. They're wanting to use him to set a precedent in Michigan, which will only come to other states. And so far, Mark has a judge that wants to hear his case. They've tried several times to get it moved out of the area to another county, and the judge there said he wants to hear the case, and he feels like Mark needs to have his day in court. I can't emphasize
you're saying that
for local office.
All right, say that one more time. You can't emphasize enough what?
People need to run for local offices and start at the local level and move up. We need some conservatives. Mm-hmm. We need some farmers. We need small business people. We don't need seasoned politicians and lobbyists running the country, and that's what we currently have. So I can't emphasize enough, and I can't emphasize enough donating to these causes. Everybody's poor these days. The economy's terrible. But if a number of people would donate $5 to Mark Baker and help him fight this, you're not just fighting it for Mark. You're fighting it for yourself, for your fellow farmer, and for your grocery bill. If they get this done, the prices of pork, it's going to go out of sight. And the quality of the food on your table is going to go down. So it's not just Mark's fight. It's everyone's fight. Everybody that eats, and that includes all of us. It's everyone's fight.
Judy Dollarhite, when you called me one evening after you came back from a meeting and you're on your way home, and this was within a week, you called me and told me that you were at a meeting where the soil and water conservation people were there. It was a meeting that the government had to get out information, but they don't do a very good job of telling people that they're having a meeting.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, that information was not, it was almost concealed from you, but you learned about the meeting and you met one of these government employees there who you'd just seen that day. And you learned that they want to eradicate the ownership of pigs from the state of Missouri. Is that right? Am I saying that correctly?
The phrase that was used, it was their ultimate goal to have no pigs in Missouri. He didn't specify feral pigs. He said no pigs. Because typically, according to him, farmers don't often have good enough, effective enough fences. The statement was made, if the fence doesn't hold water, it cannot hold a pig. So they're claiming that people do not have adequate fencing to keep their animals in. They get loose and they become feral and tear up the rest of the environment for everyone else. I've lived in Southwest Missouri my entire life, and I can honestly say I have never yet seen a feral hog. So I don't.
Judy, we have a wonderful neighbor who lives about a little over a mile away from us. He's got a couple pigs. I've never seen them get out. I've never seen a wild pig anywhere in the state of Missouri. Now, I've only been here a little over 8 years. I haven't seen one either. Seriously.
Right.
And this guy's fence, our neighbor's fence, will not hold water. It holds pigs. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about rabbits and the oppression of the government.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $13.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7433, $6.8716 for a quarter ounce, or $3.4358 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7433, $6.8716, and $3.4358.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I've got the book in my hands, Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole, written by Judy Dollarhite. Judy, you wrote this book to expose the corruption and tell the tale, the story of what happened when the USDA came down on you?
Yeah. It's a little hard when someone asks you about the case to sum it up in 10 minutes. So I felt like it was something I had to do for us as a family to get the story out, but I also hoped that it would come into the hands of small farmers and business people, that they would then realize that this could happen to me and that they would pay attention, that they would pay attention to new legislation coming out, changes that are being made. There's so many bills and regulations that come out every year, and we need to get to the point that we're repealing. We're not adding to the list of regulations. We've regulated ourselves out of jobs and out of food. I've never quite understood the mindset behind these politicians. A lot of the left-leaning people are the very ones pushing to squash the family farm, but yet they all talk about how they eat organically and shop locally and this kind of thing. But the laws and regulations they put through stomp out the little guy, and it stomps out quality, it stomps out competition. And hence we have the vast majority of our food being imported, and where there's no control, no regulations. It's just backwards to me that this is what we as American people have allowed to happen. And if writing this book in just a very small part would get the word out and make people realize that they need to be responsible for themselves and responsible for legislation, then maybe we can start a small movement locally in your own community and take it back.
Okay, Judy, so to get the book, I've got a post on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. Class, if you want to go to it, you'll find it right there, and you can click on it. Judy, is there another way that we can get a copy of the book?
You can go to dollarvalueRabbitry.com. That is a link to our website. Or you can purchase it, a digital version, through Amazon. You can either type in the title or my name, either Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole or Judy Seaton Dollar Hike. Either way, it will find me in the search engine through Amazon.
Okay. That's Judy, middle name, Seaton, S-E-A-T-O-N, last name, Dollar Height. Judy, I got a call from Mike Parsons just before the broadcast this morning. He called me from jail, or from prison, I should say. And he's in maximum security prison. His farm was raided, and I said, Mike, let me make sure I understand. Your farm was raided. It was a SWAT-type raid, and he said, yeah. Yeah, and I talked to the witness who was on the phone. There were three of us on the phone. And his witness, who's a friend of the family, said, yeah. There were three guys, and they were they had armored vests on. They had AR-15 or M-16 rifles. I mean, that was a SWAT raid. What's happening, Judy, since your farm had been invaded by the federal government, the raids are being stepped up. There was the Morningland Dairy right down the road from me in Missouri. The government confiscated $300,000 worth of cheese. They said it was unfit even for animals, which was absolute nonsense, and they put it in the landfill that our farm would use. If our trash guy comes and picks up our trash, it would go to the same landfill. The government oppression is out of control. They're trying to stomp out farmers who can actually produce food in favor of what I call extruded food, which comes from the large corporations. So we the little farmers, are getting stomped out. What was your invasion like when the government came down on your property?
Initially, we had one agent show up without ID and only gave us a business card, and she proceeded to tell us that she had done an audit of Silver Dollar City and that she found our name, and she came to inspect, and did we realize we were in violation of the Animal Welfare Act. And after visiting with her for a little while, I sent her on her way, and then subsequently we received the threatening letter telling us that we were going to suffer this horrible fine, and then it accelerated. There were letters back and forth. We hired an attorney, and it ended up with an inspection from agents from out of state.
Judy, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into commercial break. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Judy Dollarhide's with us, and we're talking about the invasion of her property by government agents. And so, Judy, one agent showed up with no ID. A woman showed up with no ID. She had a business card. That was it. And then she alleged that you violated the Animal Welfare Act. Then you got threatening letters. Then out-of-state agents showed up. What did you actually, what did you do that caused these people to say these things about the violation of animal welfare?
Well, we started reading and studying, of course, and there is a very obscure law, regulation rather, that was put forth in about the 1960s, resulting from a senator having a dog escape from a fence and winding up in an animal research facility where it later died. And this gentleman was so outraged that he wrote the Animal Welfare Act. And I'm sure it was written with the best of intentions, possibly. He had a blood test that ended up in a facility where it could have been tortured and given all kinds of chemicals. I'm not advocating, none of us that have animals or farms or anything would advocate animal cruelty. However, animals are put in testing facilities to test products on. Rabbits being one of the number one animals that they do product testing. None of our animals met that fate. They were either meat purposes or for pets. And so after this whole incident came down and we liquidated everything, we even gave away our son's horse so that we wouldn't fall under any kind of, the only thing we kept were our chickens because USDA does not regulate chickens in the home or on a farm. They don't regulate those. We kept our chickens. We got rid of everything. And basically they were coming to determine absolutely nothing had been kept or maintained and we weren't keeping some kind of covert operations continuing to sell rabbits. And they arrived with two agents from out of state. I have no idea what that cost the American taxpayers, but I'm sure it wasn't inexpensive. And they showed up with the state highway patrol and then the county sheriff followed. Now they assumed that he was there for their benefit, but I had spoken with him previously and told him of what had happened. And he said, if I can't be there, I will send one of my deputies. So they were a little surprised when the county sheriff followed behind the state patrol. They didn't really know what to think. And they got really nervous. Now, I don't know why they were nervous, because they were the government agencies and they had the highway patrol who was armed. We weren't armed. I would be now. And I am armed right now. I went and got my CCW because I feel like I've been threatened and I'm going to protect my personal body, my home, and my property and my family. And we're allowed to do that, and we took the proper training, and I would suggest that everybody do that. But we were not armed, and we didn't pose a threat. We were being threatened, but we had not been threatening ever. They stayed approximately 7 minutes, looked around, and left. And from that point, there was still some back and forth. They came back with an offer if we agreed to never own any breeding animals or have any interest in any breeding animals, they would leave us alone. I was not going. We raise our own beef. We raise our rabbits for eating. We raise chickens for eating and for eggs. That would imply that I couldn't even keep a flock of backyard chickens. We had not done anything wrong. I still don't believe we did anything wrong. And we weren't going to stand for that, and we told them no. The really interesting part is typically when people are threatened by federal agencies, they cave. They cower, they scare, they think, well, they're the feds, we can't fight them. If you haven't done anything wrong and your constitutional rights are being inhibited, you need to stand up and say no, or you have nothing left to pass on to your children. And we just said no, and they really didn't know how to react. And with the public outcry and going on broadcasts like yours and others, I spent a great amount of time on the air with numerous broadcasters, with numerous reporters, and I was amazed at how far our story actually went. We found articles in Portugal. We had to do a little bit of Google translating to read what the article stated, but basically over there they were laughing at what ridiculousness that the federal government would find somebody for raising rabbits. It was laughable. Well, it's laughable to me. No one got sick. No one got hurt. We were the ones that got hurt. We became the victims in our eyes. But no one was a victim other than our families. And so that was where we stood, and we stood firm. And thankfully, because of the public outcry, the legislators got involved and pushed back and were able to negotiate for this fine to be zero. And we signed an agreement that we would no longer sell pet rabbits and we would not seek a USDA license. Well, we never wanted the license to begin with. We were told we weren't required to have one for meat rabbits. So we agreed at some point if it were to do over, I'm not exactly sure if I would have even signed that. But we had been through 2 years of torture. I had lost my hair, spent many sleepless nights, vomited, gotten sick. We were worried that we could lose everything we had worked for. And at some point, you have to look at the big picture. It had taken a toll on our children. So we signed the agreement and decided to pick up and move on with our lives. And we do currently raise meat rabbits. I do not sell them. They're for our own human consumption. And that's the way it is. If we have a right to healthy food and to make a living and to live out our lives in peace. And until people stand up and until people like Mark Baker, Mark's not going to let this go, and I'm so glad that he needs our help. And we were also contacted by a gentleman in Pennsylvania that was raising rats and gerbils, and the federal government came down on him. He did close half of his business. 14 employees, I believe it was, lost their jobs. Longtime employees, as well as 5 family members, because he had to shut down part of his business. That's why our economy is suffering. We've got to stand up and say no more.
Well, of course, I'm in total agreement. And, Class, let me just tell you who the Dollar Height family really is. They contacted me, and they have scraped together enough money so that they, along with me, can go to Mark Baker's trial. We're going together, and we're going to cover it. So we're going to be broadcasting live from the trial. That's who the Dollar Height family is. They feel, and I agree with them, I feel the same way, that if we do not stand up for what's right, we will lose it. Now, if you think about it, think about what happened. Some government minion said, you know, you're in violation of the Animal Welfare Act. Now, Judy, I know they inspect your cages and they found a little bit of rust. I mean, a little tiny bit of rust. And they said, see, I mean, if you deal with animals, urine rate rust like almost instantly. It's everywhere. It's something that farmers have to deal with. But it's at the bottom of the cage where the rabbits pee. Now, and then they bring the state police. Now, explain to me, please, what is necessary about this alleged violation of the Animal Welfare Act that requires the state police to show up armed on your property? Judy, why would the state police need to be there? It makes no sense to me.
Well, basically, they informed us it was for their protection.
Whose protection?
I don't know. For the agents.
Well,
I don't
were
know
the
if
agents
they expected, for the agents' protection. I don't know if they expected hundreds of people armed with shotguns. I don't know what they, you know, it's the Ozarks, and we get those redneck hillbilly labels, and that was not the case. It was John and I, and one individual that we asked to come videotape, and our attorney and our county sheriff, the 2 agents, and then the highway patrol. This was not a huge event. It was scheduled, and it was, the time was set. It was not something that, in hindsight, maybe I should have rallied and had several people there. I don't know. But I think it's a little bit of guilt on their part because they know they are pushing where they have no business. So they're expecting people to retaliate. And I'm not advocating violence in any shape or form. But it breaks my heart that the folks at Morningland Dairy didn't allow the public to help them because there were people willing to take a stand and to fight for them, and they were just too intimidated. And the result is they lost their farm. And it's the hardship that family has suffered because they just succumbed to the pressure of the federal government breaks my heart. And they're not the first, and they won't be the last, unfortunately.
Judy, you know that the Morningland Dairy assault where they lost their farm as a result of the Missouri government coming down on them. We offered. I talked to the owner of the farm and I said, "We will be there. We will rally. We will show up. We will stand between you and these armed thugs from the government." And he backed down. He said, "You know, it's been a long fight. I'm tired. I'm tired of fighting." And that's what happens. These guys tend to wear us out. But they didn't wear you out. I mean, it was a long fight, but they didn't wear you out. You told them no. And that's what we need to do. Class?
Well, and they bankrupt you. It's expensive to hire attorneys. And they go after most people that don't have a lot of means. We were blessed to have an attorney that didn't charge us an exorbitant amount, but he was also a farmer, and it became personal to him, and we were blessed in that regard.
Judy Dollarhide's with us, and we're talking about the assault by the federal government on the Dollarhides for raising pet rabbits. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
take my when you go to the season? For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to share with you a theme that's going through this second hour of USAPrepares.com. Actually, even first and second hours. The theme is, say no. Take action individually, right now. And if you listen to Colonel Riley, he wants us to take action and go to Washington, visit Washington. Judy Dollarhide is saying, say no. Take action. Don't let these guys run you over. Don't let them steal your hard work. Everything that you've worked for. These government minions. And last night at the meetup, Dr. Richard Allen Miller did a live teleseminar from Mexico. He met with the president of Mexico and he talked about that. And we'll talk about that on Thursday. But he said, take action right now and say no. Say no. Take action right now. Don't let these government minions run you over, run you out of business. Say no and ring the alarm and get in touch with broadcasters and journalists and let them help you. Seriously. Judy, did I say that correctly? Is that your position?
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to use social media because Facebook and Twitter and all of those avenues is a really great way to get the word out and to update information and get communities rallied. It's a great tool, and people need to make use of that. I would much rather hear a success story that he's fighting this kind of tyranny than what someone had for dinner or what movie they saw.
Yeah. Judy Dollarhite wrote the book, Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole. You can get it on Amazon. You can search for her name, Judy Seaton, S-E-A-T-O-N, Dollarhite, D-O-L-L-A-R-H-I-T-E. You can go to page one of USAPrepares.com. There's a link right there. There's a post right there. And Judy, when the Census Bureau showed up at my farm, they reported back. They didn't ask me anything. They just showed up because I would only enumerate. I wouldn't give them any other information, just the number of people that lived at the farm on a specific date. And they reported back into their database that I was hostile, armed, and uncooperative. Well, it took me 4 days, and I went after that person, and I did everything I could to make sure that person who reported inaccurately, a breach of the public trust, I wanted that person fired. Now, that's what, class, that's what you need to do. You need to just be relentless and get them unemployed. get rid of these government minions who are in your face. So if they show up at your farm, take their picture. Say, hold it right there. I need to take your picture. I need to take a picture of your ID badge. I need your business card. I'm going to take a picture of the vehicle you drive with the license plate. Now get out of here. That's the approach. And when one of those government minions was at the post office in our little hamlet of 100 people, and they wanted to impact our lifestyle by closing down the hours of our post office, the guy had his badge on backwards so he couldn't see who he was. I walked in as Columbo and I said, "I'm so sorry. I can't see your name." I interrupted his meeting with everybody standing around. I was the guy that walked in late and said, "I'm so sorry. I can't see your name. Would you please help me so I can see who you are?" And I said, let me write this down. I stopped the meeting so that everybody would see that, yes, you can do this. These minions work for us, we the people.
Absolutely.
It's an outrage what they're doing, and don't stand for it. Judy, back to you.
You really need the events on videotape and with audio recording. I can't emphasize that enough. If I had known then what I know now, I would have pulled out my cell phone with my videotape. I would have turned on the videotape and videoed every last bit of our conversation and had that as public record, because the he said, she said, you have no proof to back you up without that.
There you go. The government doesn't believe a single thing we say, yet we have to prove their lies. It's all backwards. Judy Dollarheit, USAPrepares.com instructor, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to seeing you at the next meetup on Monday. Judy Dollarheit, a true American hero. And so is her husband. And so is her family. Because they stood up to the tyranny of the government. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people sign contracts, but whenever you ask a wealthy person to sign a contract, who do they always have look at theirs first? Their attorney. When cost isn't an issue and someone says sign here, you say, let me run it by my attorney instead of picking up and acting like one. I saved over $19,000 on one contract. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.